It's no secret, Vetiver Vibes is all about using aromatherapy products safely. This includes how to use our essential oil safely too. This week, we're reviewing episode number 12, which is all about our safety labels. Enjoy the replay.
Welcome to the Vetiver Vibes podcast. We're your hosts, Nikki Frazier and Rachel Dean, certified clinical aromatherapists. We are excited to have you here on today's episode where you know that you'll get the best essential oil scoop.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia, a leading online school for aromatherapy. If you want to learn more about organic perfumery, check out the courses at www.schoolofessentia.com.
Hi, I'm Rachel Dean with Vetiver Vibes, and this is Nikki Frazier. Today, we're going to talk about safety labels that we have created with Essentia Aromatherapy School. The safety in essential oils is something that is extremely important to us, and we hope that everybody else keeps it close at mind when you're using essential oils. So Nikki, let's start off with why specifically did you think that these would be helpful?
Hey everyone, these are a work of love that I started years ago. It was in my own home practice. I wanted to make sure while I was meeting with my clients that I always had something handy to reference. I was tired of constantly pulling out my oil Bible book, the essential oils or safety, Robert Tisserin's essential oil safety book, and constantly looking. So this way I had a very quick way of looking, is this safe for children? Is this safe during pregnancy? Which are two main groups that I focus a lot with my clients. And then also just, you know, is it safe if you're on certain medications or what's the top dilution, things like that. And I just needed something for ease of reference. And I started kind of looking it up. I had all the information and then life got in the way and I put it off to the side. And it was always something that I wanted to get back to. And then with Essentia, we were like, okay, we need something for ease of reference for safety. And I was like, this is amazing. Yes, we do. So yeah. We pulled it back out and the three of us kind of all worked on it together with what the design should be, making it nice and easy. And also to be, you know, visually appealing also, because if you're actually using them as labels on your bottles, or you can have them as just an easy reference. Yeah.
We can superimpose.
Background doesn't help, but. So what we did was we designed 77 safety labels for you. Already 77. There are
really that many.
77. There are. So we split them over three groups. So some people might only want group one. Some people might only want group two. Some people might only want group three. But we figured we would divide it up into three groups so that if you didn't want them all, you don't need them all. But what's really handy is that you can use them both ways, like I said. So you can have them as just a quick reference guide, you in a binder, and they're all just printed out. And then you can quickly just look, okay, I want to look up lavender. What is lavender? Is there a top dilution? Is there not? And you can go from there. The other way, what I love to do personally, is put them on my oil bottles themselves. This way, when I am blending, when I'm pulling oils out for clients, anything like that, I can show them exactly what is safe and what to avoid. Mm-hmm. So looking at Eucalyptus radiata, what we do is we put the normal name that everyone knows, and then we put the botanical name right under it so that we know exactly we're getting the oil that we want, because the botanical name is important for that. And then it has a dermal maximum. This is important because we want to make sure when we're making a blend, we don't go over that.
What happens if you go over your dermal max?
This is where safety comes into consideration. And if you have an oil such as bergamot, which I don't have beside me right now, which is 0.4%. So it's a very low percent for safety considerations. If you apply it over that, you need to avoid the sun for, some people say 12 hours, some say 24, some say up to 72 hours, because your skin pigmentation could change. Other essential oils, such as oregano, is a very hot oil. So if you go above that, you risk, you know, having a reaction to your skin. Over time, if you continue to go above that high dilution, then you could actually become sensitized to it, which means that you can't use that oil anymore. You can't use oils that have similar chemistry components to it also. So that's something we really, really want to avoid. And this is why we use carrier oils, and we really try and stay under that maximum dilution for safety.
So for example, oregano that you're talking about, it has a dermal max of 1.1%. Now, a lot of people think that that's like super low. Like most people would dilute way above 1.1%. So that's something that's extremely important for people to keep in mind when you're using various essential oils. Oregano is 1.1. There's lots of that don't have any real max. Eucalyptus radiata, for example, it has a dermal max of 20%. So you can actually, if you really needed to, although we would start much lower than 20%, you could, you can use more of it without having any sensitization issues.
Yeah. And again, this is just the individual, because we still need to keep in mind overall safety, which is keeping it in that, you know, 2-3% dilution. So something like you said, like where eucalyptus, yes, the dermal max is 20%, but we're really, really never going to get to that, because there's no reason to ever be at 20% when everyday use, you know, 2% is really what we're more aiming for.
So what else did the safety labels show?
So after the dermal maximum, it goes into hazards. So anything that we should keep in mind, if there are any health concerns, medication, anything like that. So for eucalyptus radiata here, it says hazard can cause CNS and breathing problems in young children. So we know we want to keep it away from the face of young children to avoid that CNS and breathing problems. For something like cinnamon leaf that I have right here, it says hazards, drug interaction may inhibit blood clotting, may contain safrol, skin sensitization. There's each oil, depending on it, can have some hazards, or some could just be safe for multiple ages, which is great, which would be low, you know, no known risk. So something like lavender, there's no known risks. Something like chamomile, no known risks. And those are actually really great, especially with younger or people with health, frail health, things like that.
So speaking of children, do the safety labels outline anything about children specifically? A lot of parents use essential oils.
Yes. And that's where we get into, we actually have pregnancy and children on the labels. So right after hazards, we have pregnancy, because this is, again, a big group of people who use oils, and there's a lot more safety that needs to be considered when it comes to pregnancy and the fetus and these powerful essential oils. So pregnancy, if there's any concerns, it'll say not recommended. And then if there's no concerns, it'll say no known concerns. Awesome. And then right after that, it says children. And if there's a concern, it might say not to use on children under the age of 2, not to use on children under the age of 10, or no known concerns, or whatever the age is that's recommended. You know, it'll say avoid that. If there aren't any known concerns, then we put no known concerns. Now, again, I want to stress, just because there are no known concerns, that's what it says. We're not saying it's 100% safe. Mm-hmm. Every person has different reactions. Every person has different outcomes when it comes to oils, right? Like, just like anything that you're using, some people react differently to other people than other people do. Like lavender, yes, it's safe, there's no known concerns. However, for certain people, it can actually cause hyperness instead of calming.
So it really sucks if you're trying to use it to sleep.
Absolutely. And I mean, and it's not a hazard. It's not something that's going to be unsafe for someone. But you know, it's with children, it could be a hazard for the parent.
So true. Oh my goodness.
But it's just to show that Robert Tisserin and the Tisserin and Young Safety Essential Oil Book, second edition, has never found any studies or has never come across anything to show that there's a concern to use these on that specific child or through pregnancy, anything like that.
Awesome. What else does it show?
So right after that, what we did is we just put the top three constituents. So we know that there are dozens of constituents in every essential oil. This is what makes an essential oil really good for relaxing or really good for uplifting, analgesic, anti-inflammatory, anything like that. So
for people listening, how do they know what a constituent is? Some people may not use that word. So
yeah, so it's just a chemical compound. My oil brain. So we're looking at the oil compounds. So 1.8 cineol is one that a lot of people, and you won't know most of these, 99.9% of them, most people won't know them, and that's okay. This is more for if you're an aromatherapist, or if you do know, or if you are big into aromachemistry, this is going to help. So something with something like eucalyptus radiata, where it says the top one is 1.8 cineol, we know that 1.8 cineol can help open the airways, or menthol mm-hmm. can help open the airways. So this is where that's going to be really handy to know. And then it's also just for safety consideration sometimes too. If you're trying to avoid a certain chemical compound, then you could avoid anything with that. We chose only the top three because one, there's just no space to have dozens of course on there. And those are typically the highest ones in the oil. So that's what is going to be, those are going to be the most beneficial in the oil themselves.
Now, if you don't have one essential oil, but are looking for certain constituents, is that something that you could then try another one because it highlights that constituent, that chemical profile?
Absolutely. And that's another great way of looking at it too. So looking at, you know, any oil, if you see that two of them have the same constituent as the first one, you know, that would be a nice way when you're looking chemistry wise of swapping out an oil for a different oil.
Awesome.
Yeah. Because we don't need to have 77 oils. You know, we are not expecting people to have every oil that we have a label for, because you often wouldn't use all of those, and that's okay. But we know that people love a variety of oils. So we just put on, you know, the top ones that we see most often.
Great. So speaking of the ones we see the most often, we offer a free sample. So mm-hmm. you can get, I think it's 15 of them. Is that right?
Yes.
For free to try. And they have on that oils such as lavender, lemon, peppermint, tea tree, frankincense, Roman chamomile, wintergreen, oregano that we were talking about earlier, sandalwood, and a few others. And that is something we've offered to you for free so that you guys can check them out and see exactly what they look like, print them off, throw them on your labels, and play around with them.
Yeah. So. I mean, it's super easy. Like you said, once you get the page, you can just cut them out into these little squares, and then you just take your bottle, you put it right on top, and you just piece of scotch tape. So this is my sandalwood. I grabbed a new sandalwood and I just tape it at the back, and bam, my safety label's on. And this way, when I'm blending, I can look very easily, oh, sandalwood max 2%.
So much easier when you're blending now to pull them out of your essential oil boxes and just be able to see exactly what you need at the fingertips. Absolutely. I used to use an Excel spreadsheet all the time, and you know, that's great and very helpful as well, but this is much faster. So if I just want to grab something quick, it's a lot easier.
Mm-hmm. And the other nice thing is that they fit on, so this is a 15 milliliter bottle. For a 5 milliliter bottle, they do still fit. They go pretty much right up to the lid, but so I just tape it at the back. It overfolds a little bit, and I put a little bit of tape at the bottom because sometimes they do just slip right off, but they don't cover any of the top part or anything like that. So they can fit on 5, 10, 15 milliliter bottles very easily. And obviously bigger ones too, if you just want to put it somewhere, it just won't cover the whole thing. But they fit in.
You can also, if you're interested, because that's what I've done, is I have like a whole sticker sheet where the whole sheet is a sticker, and I printed them on that, and then I cut them out, and then they stick right to my bottles. So yes, that was how I used it.
I had those, and then I ran out halfway through. So I have some like that, and some just, and if you didn't want to purchase those sticker ones, just plain paper.
You don't need to
cut them out. It's either which way works, and yeah, super easy.
So Nikki, do you want to tell everybody how they can find these safety labels?
Absolutely. So if you go onto the Essentria website, www.schoolofessentria.com, and then go to the freebie section, and you will find the safety labels along with all kinds of other freebies, but you can find those free safety labels there. And then you just have to put in your email and they will be emailed directly to you.
Exactly. Awesome.
So everybody stay safe. Make sure you are using your carrier oils when diluting to stay under that max dilution, and super easy, quick reference guides.
Thank you for tuning into Vetiver Vibes, the Essential Oil Scoop. I'm Rachel, and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for spending your time with us here at Vetiver Vibes. This episode was brought to you by Essentria, a leading online aromatherapy school. Don't forget to check out some of our free resources at www.schoolofessentria.com.
If you love this episode or you got a lot of value out of it, please make sure you share it with someone in your community who you think would enjoy it too. If you haven't already subscribed or reviewed the show yet, you can go on over to your preferred streaming platform and hit subscribe, then leave a review. This is the best way to help support us, and we appreciate it. Email us with a screenshot of your review, and we will send you a free guided meditation as our way to say thank you.
This podcast is for information purposes only. We are certified clinical aromatherapists and holistic health professionals. If you have a medication concern, please refer to your health team. Everyone's health is unique to themselves, so the topics and suggestions stated may or may not apply directly to you.